Hello, and welcome to the replay with Elle and Al for the week of February 20th.
Woo! We made it through All-Star Weekend.
Yes.
We really made it.
I was like, we didn't go, Ellie.
Yeah, but it felt like we were there.
Yeah. I had a big weekend, did you? That's actually untrue. I, like, looked for apartments and sat with my roommates all weekend.
I had a big weekend in that I went out with my dad and like, a bunch of my friends, which is weird to say out loud. But we, like, crushed Skinny Girl Margs, and it was really fun.
Yeah, I feel like dads really like drinks like that. My dad loves Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Right.
My friends will come over, and he's like, you want a Mike's Hard? And it's like, are you peddling, like, weird alcohol and, like underage girls?
And you're like, no, do you?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm a 6'6", 61-year-old man drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Maybe that's just these men are getting old enough, they're finally showing their colors, right?
It's true. Well, I think what they've realized is, shit, this twisted lemonade tastes way better than beer.
Well, I'm sure some of the sugary drinks were consumed by all the NBA players this weekend as well.
I'm sure they were, and we are going to talk about it.
Yes, we are.
So, what did you think of the All-Star Game? Or not All-Star Game. That is totally different ball of wax, or whatever they say. All-Star Weekend.
Ball of wax. I enjoyed it, of course. I don't think it's been my favorite, like, overall, I don't think it was my favorite All-Star Weekend in recent years.
I think that's
I mean, New Orleans put on a great show. I was a little disappointed in the outfits this year.
I honestly feel like I didn't see as many of them as I have in the past.
Well,
like,
that's because I don't think they were as crazy.
Or do you think the players seem to be sitting in a different location during the dunk contest and stuff than they have in recent years. They were not quite as visible.
Right. Maybe we didn't see them all.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen, obviously, Russell's Letterman jacket.
His Letterman jacket. I really like those pants he wore with the Letterman.
Yeah, you own those pants.
I do own some variation of those pants. I liked his pink shirt, Shades of Pink.
Yeah. No, I like that outfit. So what was your favorite part of the weekend?
I guess I had two favorite parts. One was Porzingis winning the skills challenge, because in what world are we living in that Porzingis wins, like, the largest, lankiest man. That he is the most skilled.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
What a time to be alive.
And he tried to do a little wink at the camera, and, like, my heart just melted.
When you watch skills competition, aren't you, like, can't you move faster?
Right.
It seems like none of them are actually moving that quickly.
Well, I was talking about this with someone, and actually, I feel like that pass that they're making is a little more difficult than it seems.
But that's
a long
the end.
Pass. I know. Well,
I just wish that, so in the same way people talk about other people doing the dunk competition, I kind of wish we could see Russ do that. Because I think he would do it in, like,
as if money was on the line.
Yeah.
Though. Like, we would love to see, like, the best athletes in the league do the skills competition.
Right.
Kind of feel like it should be all the point guards or something, too.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like Russ doing that would do it in, like, under 5 seconds, and it would be really disturbing for everybody to watch.
but at the same time, it's, like, so funny watching Porzingis dribble, like...
He was fantastic.
Dribble full court. Right. And then my other favorite thing was the fact that I think... All week, there's been all this hype. All week leading up to the All-Star Weekend, there was all this hype about, like, Kevin Durant and Russ. Like, how are they going to interact? Like, it's going to be so awkward. And then we get in the All-Star Game, and they have a beautiful moment. You know?
Well, they did, yes. The alley-oop.
Yeah, the alley-oop.
Heard around the world.
The alley-oop heard around the world.
Did you see
the
more...
The peace alley-oop, if you will.
More importantly, a few things on that. Did you see the picture of their moms... Before the All-Star Game?
No.
Okay, so their moms look exactly like them, but if they put on wigs.
Remind me what Russ's mom's name is again. Sharon?
I think it is Sharon. Yeah, I think you're right.
And Wanda.
Wanda. Obviously
what
Wanda.
What can you say?
There's a freaking Lifetime movie about the woman. But, yeah, so they took a picture before, and Kevin's mom tweeted it out and was basically like, best friends, or, like, always friends forever kind of thing. And it was like, whoa, this is such an alternate reality because it looks like the two of them, but just with wigs. And They do, though. They look so much like their moms. It's wild.
Like DeAndre Jordan and the same.
Yeah, exactly. But so it was kind of crazy. And then the next day, that happened, which I think is, in my opinion, as you know, all roads lead to the Kerr White House for me. So that was a pretty strong data point in the, like, Steve Kerr could negotiate peace in the Middle East if left up to his own devices.
Because he can negotiate peace in the Midwest, if you will. In the Oklahoma Thunder, Louisiana realm of the world, right?
Yeah, no, he totally could. I also think, though, as much as the alley-oop heard around the world was important, it would have been way more meaningful, I think, if it was a Russ alley-oop to KD. Because I don't think KD has an issue with Russ.
Mm-mm.
So the fact, like, what was Russ going to do? Not catch it? Like, while that was beautiful.
So now you're really, I'm
stirring the pot. No, stirring the pot on the pot.
Yeah. But I didn't feel any ill will from coming from Russ.
No, and then the bench was laughing, and Russ even was laughing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was very cute.
Yeah.
I also think further proof about Steve Kerr being a genius, he got that moment, and then they didn't play together the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. I read something, they played, like, 85 seconds together.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew. He's like, I gave him a little taste of what it was to kind of play together. Anyway.
And now I'm going to separate them
before it gets bad again. Yeah. So, again.
Maybe he really could negotiate peace in the Middle East.
He's a Middle East expert.
And, like, what a PR expert, too, at the same time.
Wow.
What were your favorite moments? Besides, obviously, Steve Kerr putting in work in terms of his election for 2020.
Right, right. You know. Steve Kerr playing the presidential long game is always...
Planting the seeds.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always a fan favorite for me. Me being the fan. And I guess... Well, I have a question for you before I go into mine.
Okay.
What did you think of the opening by your Philadelphia natives, The Roots? And then what did you think of John Legend as halftime performer?
So The Roots can do no wrong.
Right.
And if you don't agree with that, then I don't know who you are.
Get up out of my closet.
Get out of my closet. I thought The Roots were awesome. The opening was a little too long. I get what they were trying to do.
They
were real woke.
Yeah.
And, like, the different decades, it was interesting, mm-hmm. but I really just wanted to watch the game.
Yeah.
Because if you tell me it's going to start at 8 p.m., like, I'm there at 8 p.m.
Totally.
And that was... What did you think of them having the starters rise up?
Like, full Beyonce.
Like, that was some high production value shit.
Some really high production value
shit. But really, I felt the class differences between the starters and
I did too, and it made me really sad for Russell.
Really sad for Russ.
Yeah.
I
was like, that man should be coming up from stage.
It was
what's it called? I didn't do High School Musicals or plays. What's it? Stage below?
Stage? I don't know. Stage underground?
I don't know.
Stage dungeon?
It definitely has a name. We should know this from, like, reading Shakespeare.
Stage basement.
Anyway, but, alas, maybe I'll edit this out. This is an embarrassing gap in our knowledge.
Well,
I'm just kidding. But I agree. I think it was really sad for him.
It was sad
The starters were truly elevated this year.
Truly.
In an unprecedented fashion.
It was a little weird, and it kind of felt like you were watching one of those weird game shows when they, like, pop out, and they're like...
I think the only person who could have, and you'll appreciate this, who could have done that whole moment better would have been Bruno Mars. Because I think he would have just really, like, in his little tracksuit, just gone up to all of them. He also would have appeared to be not of the same species. Because I think he's, like, 5'2"?
Yeah, that would have been the dream, him dancing around all those giant men.
Yeah.
What did you think of their warm-ups? Because you know I have strong opinions about this.
Why don't I just ask you about your opinions?
I think they looked like, as my dad said, they looked like prison outfits.
What did they, why?
The warm-ups. It was just that weird gray. It was really ugly. They almost looked they looked like they were in...
They were really ugly.
They were given, uniforms at camp or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They were not...
Like a work camp or something.
Yeah, they were not high quality.
They were not high quality. They were pretty ugly. They could have used some of the flash that they used for, like, the opening ceremonies to, like, jazz up those jackets.
Oh my god, redirect your budget. Reallocate your budget.
Well, and I saw a lot of people were wearing those jackets with, like, metal studs on them.
Yeah.
That was a big thing.
So that was John Legend. What did you think of Johnny Boy?
Awesome.
My good friend John Legend.
Awesome. We got a full John Legend concert. I had no idea.
Like, I definitely would have paid whatever the ticket price was, because nobody
That's
told
what
me
I
was going to see a terrible basketball game, but a John Legend concert.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Peace Alley-oop, too. All of that I would have paid a pretty penny for.
Woo! Yeah. No, it's totally true.
And a few hurricanes, too.
And a few hurricanes. So my actual favorite part of All-Star Weekend had nothing to do with basketball, not surprisingly. but I swear I like basketball. Was Dave Chappelle's party.
Oh.
Did you see some info on it?
No, I know Dave Chappelle was there, and I obviously was jealous because...
And I know he likes to party, so...
I know he likes to party, and I know that my mom thought that the rerun of SNL on Saturday
that was
new.
Right.
And she was like, he was so relevant. I was like, that was 2 months ago, Mom.
Yeah,
it
was longer.
Wait, tell me about the party.
Okay.
I haven't looked into this, and I'm disappointed in myself.
So, here are my thoughts on Dave Chappelle's party. He throws a huge party, I think it was on Saturday night of All-Star Weekend.
Perfect.
And first he performed with Chris Tucker.
Awesome.
In New Orleans. While he is performing, a bunch of people are boarding buses in downtown New Orleans and aren't told where they're going. They have to check their iPhones and everything. Okay? So they're boarding these buses. They go to a barn out on the bayou.
Amazing.
Where, first of all, my first point is like, damn, I want to go to a good barn party in New Orleans.
Having gone to a good barn party
I actually have been to a great barn party in New Orleans hosted by Nickelodeon, where Nickelodeon and Victoria Justice and Chris Paul were there, and they slimed my principal when I was teaching.
What?
Yeah.
Did you just say?
Yeah, I swear to God, that's all true.
Oh my God.
You can fact check it later.
All right, so barn party.
So that
party
was
check.
Awesome. Barn
okay.
party. Russell was there wearing a long sleeve shirt that just said "Why not" across it.
Can we
I'm
get
like,
those?
Where is it? As Ellie knows, I've gotten really into merch in 2017.
Ellie's wearing a I can't even describe it fully. It looks like, I mean, as a Philly person, it looks like the type of shirt you get made on the boardwalk
down the
shore.
It's a mall shirt.
Yeah. It says Barack and Michelle.
Yeah, it's like it's supposed to be like their wedding shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And it's.
It's something.
Yeah.
It's something.
And I'm wearing, I'm wearing that because this year I've gotten really into merch. I could go into a whole diatribe on, like, why I think 2017 is the year of merch. I went through a big phase of being totally anti-merch. I had nothing with any labels, nothing with any writing. But I feel like 2017 is a year where you gotta, like, put your stamp down on, like, I'm wearing this. Because these are things I feel, and I don't want you to assume that I feel otherwise.
Totally.
So I need that shirt that says, why not, so people know I don't hate the Brody. Because they might assume I hate the Brody, and I wouldn't want them to think that.
I think we should get those.
Yeah.
ASAP. We should also create some merch.
We should. Well, we have stickers.
We have stickers.
If you want stickers...
Just let us know.
Let us know.
DM me.
DM me. You can put them everywhere. The other thing is Ansel Elgort, that dude from...
Yes.
What, The Hunger
I follow
Games?
Him on Instagram. I don't know why.
He was at the party at a barn, mind you, in New Orleans with The Roots playing. Oh, did I tell you The Roots played? For 90 minutes, obviously. With The Roots playing in a full suit. He looked like such a dweeb. It was hilarious.
But he owns it, probably.
Ish.
Yeah.
Chappelle
he's
shows
like a,
up.
He's like a regular in the Celeb
All-Star
game.
He totally is.
He's
yeah.
He's like a regular.
You're right. I should
he's
be.
He, as much as like I'm confused by his presence, he's like a.
He's very in. Why is
he's
he so in
with the NBA?
Why is he so in with the NBA?
I don't know.
Why is he in and we're out?
Makes no sense.
Makes no sense. The other thing is Chappelle shows up after his show. In a tank top and just got wasted and danced around all night.
Ugh, ideal.
And then Chance the Rapper performed like 4 songs.
Stop.
I'm not quite done. I have one more point.
Okay.
Which is there's an epic photo of Joel Embiid at the party. Like, ma! Like, that's the only word I can use to describe his face and his emotion.
Too many Shirley Temples, yeah.
Too many Shirley Temples. And in the corner, I cannot make this up. Popping up in the back of this photo, so it's literally just this tiny human's head with a fedora on, is Mr. Baby Bugaloo.
Shut up.
Yes.
Holy crap. This is the party of, like,
the century.
Fuck.
Of the century. And apparently, because there was no Instagram or no cell phones, people were just, like, letting loose. Like, how real did, celebrities how did, getting turnt.
Who took that photo of Joelle?
GQ. Like, there were, like, one there or two like official one photographers. Okay. Yeah. And it's epic.
Shoot.
The other thing I would say is, like, my other favorite thing of the All-Star Game was Mr. Baby Boogaloo. So if you don't follow him, it's Miles Brown, the actor from Black-ish, who also played in the Celebrity All-Star Game. He's literally,
Celebrity
like,
All-Star Game was
3 foot eight.
Was, like, quite the mishmash.
Yeah, so he's, like, literally 3 foot eight. He loves the NBA. He loves LeBron James. But he also just generally loves celebrities. And he posted, I kid you not.
Wait, and how old is he?
He's like 11 and he was at this party, which right. I questioned hugely.
Right.
Like, huge question marks there.
I mean, someone's got to drink Shirley Temples with Joelle, you know?
That's, I'm hoping that he was just drinking Shirley Temples.
Drove all the buses home.
With his fedora, he can't see out of it.
Did you see Joelle also posted a picture with Ronaldinho?
No. And Ronaldinho? Like, is that the All-Star game?
Exactly.
That's so bizarre.
Like, what's Ronaldinho up to these days?
I have no idea.
That's awesome. Of course, all your favorite people were there.
All my favorite people were there. So if you do not already follow Mr. Baby Boogaloo, Miles Brown from Black-ish, you should.
And how do you spell Boogaloo?
B-O-O.
I just want to make sure that people can find it.
You're right. B-O-O-G-A-L-O-O. Let me look. But he posted about 7,000 photos from the All-Star Game, including a photo with Beyonce and Blue Ivy. I kid you not, he went up to every single celebrity at the All-Star Game. It's Mr. Baby, Boogaloo. Best Instagram on the internet.
You heard
Huge
it here,
NBA
folks.
Fan. Huge NBA fan.
I'm going to stalk this once we get...
All right, that's really all I got. There's a great photo of him at age 4 with an afro with Charles Barkley.
Speaking of... children, though, and speaking of Blue Ivy,
yeah, oh, she crushed the All-Star game.
I had no idea Blue Ivy was like that big, number one, because
also that big of an NBA fan.
It's my fault that I don't follow her more closely, but she was like, I mean, she's like, looks like she's got some good height for basketball, looks like she could be an athlete, but they were sitting courtside, and did you see that moment when LeBron, like, stopped and
talked
to
them? Oh, my
God,
it was so cute.
So cute. And he, like, showed his red, white, and blue mouth guard and, like, said something to her. And they were, oh, my God, it was so, so, so cute. I can't get over it.
It's, like, she crushed the All-Star game. Her outfit was amazing.
Her outfit was
amazing.
Also,
she had been
Converse.
Out all day, like, on Bourbon, on a balcony, just, like, watching parades. Blue crushed New Orleans.
If anyone gets a gold star for doing New Orleans, right, it's Blue Ivy.
Oh, also, she did, I have mad respect for Blue Ivy on multiple dimensions. One, she got Pelicans mascot went up to her for an awkwardly long period of time.
I saw that.
It's very awkward.
I saw that.
Like, you should, I'm honestly surprised Jay-Z and Beyonce weren't like, sir, please leave. The 5 seconds that you were entertaining our child was cute. Now it's just very awkward for everybody. But he left her with a gift bag as though that kid needs gifts. Like, are you kidding me? And she put on that ugly Pelicans hat. And it's actually like, kind of endearing. It's really cute.
Children love t-shirts.
They love merch. Yeah, she's a fan of merch, too. 2017 is the year of merch.
But, like, Pelicans merch? Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? We're going to get to that in a second. My last point on Blue Ivy is I have such respect for her because at the game, she both ate cotton candy, a full thing of it, and she,
how do you know,
ate, a whole,
she ate the whole thing.
Whole box of Skittles.
I saw the box of Skittles in the photo, and I was like...
More NBA fans who like Skittles.
But they were regular Skittles. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, as you know, I like sour, but the NBA likes Skittles, so...
The NBA and Skittles are really becoming synonymous.
When I think basketball, I think Skittles.
I kind of really wish we had a pack of Skittles in here right now, too.
Whew! Yeah, I know. All right, before we get to the story of the week, which has to do with the Pelicans and Blue Ivy's new merch, it skyrocketed in value right after the game.
Skyrocketed.
We obviously have to touch on the story
just,
of the weekend.
Just a moment.
A moment of silence. Rest in peace, the round earth.
So the flat round earth debate. The flat earth truthers movement.
Ellie.
Had a moment.
Ellie, are you a flat earth truther?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I haven't studied science in a long time.
Oh my God.
But I will say...
Can people please tell Ellie she's a part of too many truther movements? You're part of like pregnancy truthers when it comes to Beyonce, Nina Westbrook.
No, Beyonce.
You're a space truther.
Beyonce is definitely pregnant this time around.
Yeah, but you're a Beyonce. You're a Blue Ivy pregnancy truther.
Yeah, I am.
You're a space truther. I don't think you believe space exists, which probably is directly correlated with the fact you are a flat Earth truther.
If yeah, I mean
the replay is like the Breitbart of sports.
I mean, if Kyrie is saying that it doesn't make sense, and then my man Draymond Money Green is saying that it might not make sense, mm-hmm. I have to just stop and ponder and think, maybe they're onto something.
Right, right.
But then, you know, I'm also looking on the flip side of Team Round Earth, which so far this week consists of most of humanity.
Right.
Adam Silver and Bill Nye. Because, yes, someone got Bill Nye to comment on the fact that Kyrie Irving thinks that the Earth is flat.
Okay, so a few points here. As much as I like how you're bringing in the recent comments on the flat Earth and round Earth, I feel like we should, you know, go back a bit to,
do
like...
Do you want to talk about Columbus?
Plato. No, Magellan. That was, like, the first... Like, Magellan did the whole thing and didn't fall off. And so people were finally like, all right, yo, we got it. So you think Kyrie's... This is basically a mixtape called, like, Kyrie vs. Magellan.
Kyrie vs. Magellan.
Yeah.
Shit.
Although, you know what I did see, which I think, you know, is funny, and I do think, along the lines of our comment last week about the NBA being woke, it seems as though...
Did you see this about fake news? That people are saying it's his, like, commentary on the fake news?
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, it's kind of ridiculous that this is news, and more than anything, like... What he was kind of trying to make a point about is let's focus on what's real.
Yeah.
And nothing these days, you like can't really believe anything these days.
Exactly.
So that was like a deep troll.
Deep troll.
Yeah. Subtle troll, deep troll.
Well, and same? I watched, yeah.
Same, but different.
It's a troll. I watched that same interview bite, and he's really well spoken.
Trying to say you research as much as I do for the pod?
Let's be real. I was not busy at work today, let's be honest. But let's be real though. He almost graduated from Duke, so he's probably
by almost you mean he completed a year.
Still counts. Still better than some people.
I loved the Adam Silver point, which is we went to the same university.
And maybe we took different classes, but I believe the Earth is
round. Do you think the Adam Silver comment was a subtle troll of Kyrie and athletes? Because I did not appreciate that.
I think Adam Silver is like, Adam Silver is like a full-on troll.
Adam Silver is kind of a badass.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is. We should try and get him on the pod. So, are you a flat Earth or round Earth truther, Adam?
I feel like, to be totally honest, I actually went on a long, and what I would say
stalk.
I went on a long, rant to my friends. It was, like, a joke the whole time, but it's kind of funny to play flat Earth truther.
Because
there's a lot of data points you can make, which is, like, how do I put a ball down? And it doesn't just, like,
keep rolling.
The facts, science.
Facts.
There's a lot of places you can go with it, but I kind of...
How do you think Space Jam worked? How do you think they got from, to, like, the Looney Tune land?
Yeah, you're right.
It had to be flat.
But yeah, but then I hit a point where I was like, this is no longer funny. In 2017, we have to at least all agree that the Earth is round, you know?
Because
I talked to Steve Kerr, and he was like, look, I need you on my side. And I was like, Steve, you can do anything.
So you're Team Round Earth right now.
I'm Team Round Earth.
Okay, that was
gonna
be my question.
Should I get a shirt? Is that merch I should get?
Yo, we need to make all kinds of merch.
Are they making merch that says Team Round Earth?
Now they are.
Yeah.
And by they, I mean me. So, speaking of the Earth, like, I literally woke up on Monday morning and felt like the Earth had turned upside down when I saw what had happened in the NBA.
Yeah.
Speaking about the...
Wow, you go to bed early.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sick burn.
But the boogie trade.
The boogie trade.
Like, I woke up and sadly, sometimes one of the first things I do when I wake up is check Instagram to see if Allie's DM'd me any funny things, which usually she has.
Usually I have.
And it was like, breaking news, like, boogie traded to the Pelicans. And I was like, wait, what? So my first reaction was, like, he just didn't feel like leaving New Orleans. Like, right.
He just stayed.
He just was like, fuck it, I'll stay.
He planted his feet in the middle of Bourbon, and he was like, I'm not... Give me liberty, or give me...
He was like, this place is dope, I'm not leaving.
I could see that.
But I guess it seems like there was more to the story than that.
Yeah, it seems like there were some, you know, economic and basketball incentives.
So, just to recap...
You're kind of an expert on this topic, so I'm going to let you run.
I spent so much, seriously, I spent so much time, again, it's been a slow 2 days for me at work, right. So I've had way too much time to devote to everything boogie.
Shout out to Ellie's bosses.
Thanks, guys. You don't listen, thank God. It was finalized, the trade was finalized by the NBA, and basically the Pelicans received Boogie, Cousins, and Omri Cassipi, who's Israeli.
Yeah.
We talked about him when we did our Kings championship contender.
Go back and listen.
Which was huge, by the way. No one else has done that.
groundbreaking journalism.
Groundbreaking firsthand journalism. Mm-hmm. And in exchange, the Sacramento Kings get Buddy Hield.
Who we've also talked about a lot.
We're obsessed with.
It's basically like we were the architects of this trade.
Tyreek Evans, Langston Gallows, which I don't know who that is, to be honest, but I'm sure he's great. And a 2017 first round draft pick. So what were your initial feelings about this?
I feel like I don't quite... I mean, obviously, the writing has been on the wall for a long time about Boogie leaving Sacramento.
Yeah.
So, that part, I'm not surprised about. I don't know that I have strong enough feelings about the Pelicans as a franchise or where they're at right now, with the exception of, like, obviously, Anthony Davis. There's a part of me that kind of thinks, given their Kentucky background, that maybe they'll weirdly... gel. But I then read a quote from Coach Cal that made me a little skeptical.
What did he say?
Well, I think he just was I think he was trying to be as diplomatic as possible, which I don't know is really in his nature, but he didn't say like, oh, they're both great players, they'll really enjoy playing with each other, blah blah blah. He said they both want to win, they'll need to learn that by, like, getting to know each other or playing with each other.
What's the age difference?
It's a good question.
Boogie's 26.
Anthony Davis
is, like, what, 21?
So he 22? Played... He was a freshman in 2012. That means he's, like, so, 6 years
younger
than I am.
Yeah, but they never played
he's
together
because
they were both one and done.
They were both one and done, yeah. But...
Pose.
But I feel like the comment was not Coach Cal saying, like, I've coached them both, they're gonna be great. Instead, it was kind of like, this should be interesting.
I feel like there's been so much trolling in general with this trade. Like,
yeah.
Vlade Divac came out and said in his press conference that he had a better offer for Boogie 2 days prior, which is just like...
Why are you saying that? Wow.
Troll.
Yeah.
And then... The Pelicans, did you see the Pelicans tweet that came out? The Pelicans tweeted, like, I guess, I don't know exactly when this was announced, but it was when I was asleep on Sunday night.
It was pretty late, because I was...
Were you still awake?
Yeah.
Of course you were.
I would say maybe one.
So the Pelicans at, like, 12:57 Sunday night, or I guess early Monday morning, tweeted a video of a Pelican, like, waddling... Like, at, I don't know exactly where it was, but
at
like
a
pelican waddling, and the music was Every Day I'm Hustling. And it was, like, pretty in your face, right?
I feel like the thing about it is...
And I loved it, by the way.
Yeah.
Troll while you can, Pelicans. troll while you can.
The thing about it is, obviously, Anthony Davis is a bit, like... is a force to be reckoned with.
Right.
All-star MVP. The brow. He was also at Dave Chappelle's party, so
obviously.
Clearly living
his best
life.
Like, he was, you know, the host of the All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. Well, part of why I was so confused about the trade and still feel as though it's a bit surreal is because the All-Star Weekend was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
There was so much about New Orleans that then I was kind of like, this feels weird. It feels weird that, like, the city that just hosted this is announcing this. Yeah. And it all felt bizarre.
Yeah.
I guess my question is, like, what smoothie will Boogie get at Smoothie King?
Do the players on the Pelicans get free Smoothie King? Do you think they have, like, gold cards?
Whew. If I got free Smoothie King, I would do anything for free Smoothie King. Have I told you about my Smoothie King experiences while teaching? Smoothie King has this. I did go all the time, but Smoothie King has this smoothie that's called the Vanilla Lean.
Oh yeah, you told me about this.
And Lean is also the name for, like, Lil Wayne's street drug, or it's not a street drug. It's basically like Lean is that.
It's a real drug.
It's like it's his scissor or whatever. That Lean is. It's basically like cough syrup, amphetamines. It's like fucking the best way to kill yourself fast over, like, 10 years.
I
thought
you were going to say it's, like, the best drug.
No, never done it.
I was like,
but
woo!
I used to show up a lot to school with, like, a Smoothie King cup that said Lean, and I would have kids be like, you can't have that around here. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm drinking a freaking vanilla protein smoothie. Anyway, so I got... I hope that's Boogie's smoothie of choice.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know who this is sad for, who's not going to be able to get Smoothie King anymore, is Buddy.
Yeah, Buddy.
And then I had, like, a little, like, weird flashback, because I was like, wait a second.
To his Players Tribune article?
Well, I mean, fuck yeah. He didn't grow up with Smoothie King,
right.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But I had a flashback to, like, 2 weeks ago, or last week. Remember, like, Buddy was the one that, like, did that really terrible foul to Boogie?
Yes!
And this is karma's way.
This is the whole thing.
This is karma.
This is it.
This is it. This is it coming full circle and being like, Buddy, this is what you get. We're taking you from New Orleans and we're putting you in Sacramento because you can't do that.
Yeah, damn. Having lived in New Orleans and spent a decent amount of time in Sacramento.
Like, you can't do a crotch grab like that.
Pretty big downgrade.
It's not how we play.
All right, so trades have been big this week. Anything else on Boogie before we move to our trade game?
One more thought.
All right.
Just that,
How nasally am I on a scale of 1 to 10?
You're not that nasally.
Woo! Okay.
Two thoughts,
it's
actually.
It's winter, folks.
I want to start, a hashtag called Boogie on Bourbon Street, and I would like people to just tweet at us.
What about Boogs on Burb?
All right, fine. Boogs on Burb. It's
that's
short,
probably gross.
It's sweet.
Boogie on Bourbon. Boogie on Bourbon. Happy medium?
I mean, Boogie in general, he's normalized the word Boogie for all of us, but that's Boogie true. Is still a disgusting word.
Also, well, no, because Boogie on Bourbon honestly means you're probably dancing in the middle of Bourbon
so
Street,
which
a lot
exists.
Of people are doing. We'll look it up later. But I like that idea. I'm into it.
I just, like, I want people to, like, tweet at us dream scenarios of, like, what Boogie could, like, get up to in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it PG, though.
Boogie, me, duet, Cat's Meow, karaoke, my karaoke bar of choice in New Orleans.
My dream would be to, like, eat beignets at 4 a.m. with Boogie.
Is Café du Mont open that late?
Yeah, I do. Right. Yeah, I know the man at Café du Lait. Café du Lait.
Café du Lait. I invented an entire new beignet place.
I know him. His name is Bert, and he
Boogie
will open it up
on stage
him.
Dancing at Maison on Frenchman. That was my place to dance of choice, and they used to kick me off the stage every Saturday night. They were like, Miss, this is not a stage you can
this
dance on.
This is not this kind of bar.
And I was like, is it?
Can
is
you
it not?
Step down from the bar. Huh?
All right. So, Boogie was a big trade.
Boogie was a huge trade.
So, we decided to play a little trade game.
Trade game.
Trade.
So,
trade Wars. It's called Trade Wars.
Trade Wars. And it's a form of Would You Rather, really.
Yeah.
I will kick it off.
All right. Thank you.
And again, some of these don't fully make sense because you might not have the things that you're going to trade, but, like, we're not going to go into details here.
You could, like, barter, you know?
Yeah.
You could trade something else.
Okay. Would you trade tattoos with Josh Smith or the Birdman?
This is creepy. Because I had, would you trade tattoo artists with the Birdman or Mike Scott? Either way, I'm not going Birdman, because Birdman's my least favorite human tattooed on the
planet.
I'd go
Birdman. If I'm going to do it, I'll like, do it.
Ugh.
No. If I have tattoos, that's what I would do.
That's definitely not what I would do.
I mean, yeah.
Woof. Okay.
Woof.
Would you rather trade middle school teachers with Kyrie Irving or DeMar DeRozan? Because they both demonstrated. DeMar doesn't really understand, you know, fractions.
I was going to say math.
Yeah, and Kyrie doesn't really understand science. So what are you willing to give up, Ellie?
I really don't, like, do well with either of those things anyway. So I'm just going to go with DeMar for variety.
Because you want to be...
Well, I like no fractions.
Okay. So you would be okay if you had DeMar's teacher?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what, like, best out of three means?
Yep.
Are we sure about that?
Let's come back to that.
All right.
Would you rather trade moms with Kevin Durant?
Or
trade brothers with Russ?
Damn. My mom and my brothers, listen to this.
It's so hard, I know.
But here's
my... I picked two of your faves.
So here's my logic. Is I have two brothers, so they won't know which one I'm going to trade for Ray. Plus, I'm pretty sure my older brother would be totally fine with me trading him for Ray, because he's as big of a Ray fan as I am. And check. He went to UCLA.
Check.
Okay.
Go Bruins.
Okay. Would you rather trade nannies with Chris Paul or Matt Barnes?
Wow.
They both have cute kids. That's kind of what I mean. But, like, who would you let raise?
Matt Barnes, especially now.
You would let the human who Matt Barnes chose to raise his kids raise your kids?
Have you seen his twin boys? Have you seen them? They're so cute, and they're going to be such great athletes.
All right.
I don't know. Chris Bosh's kids are, like, too busy dressing
Chris
up.
Chris Paul.
Did you say Chris Paul or Chris Bosh?
I said Chris Paul. But Chris Bosh, honestly, his nanny's probably pretty freaking good.
Yeah, his nanny's probably
She's
good.
Dressing him up in those clothes. And he has, like, 20 kids, so.
I would still pick Matt Barnes.
All right.
Matt Barnes has, like, a special place in my heart.
He does.
Like, irrationally. I don't know why.
I know.
Would you rather trade
eyebrows
with Anthony Davis? See what I did there?
Yep.
Or facial hair with James Harden?
Woof. Am I still a woman in this situation?
I don't know. I mean, both were meant to be hideous, so.
Okay.
I just look at James Harden's beard and I'm like, but why?
There's definitely stuff living in it.
But and it can't be comfortable.
No, I know.
I just.
How does he sleep? Maybe he sleeps on it. It might be useful. Ugh. It's so long. I really hate the unibrow. I'm going Harden beard.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I would totally go unibrow.
No, thank you.
Ugh.
I don't have the face for a unibrow. A beard covers your face. You look better.
Good thought.
I'm not pretty enough for a unibrow. Okay. Would you rather trade travel? This is a throwback to our Kings episode.
Yeah, there are a lot of throwbacks. I've really been thinking a lot about Sacramento this week.
Would you rather trade travel agents with Dennis Rodman or Ty Lawson? You remember how Ty Lawson, for those who didn't listen to that glorious episode, missed his flight from Vegas to, like, a game, right?
Yeah, that was bad.
Obviously, Rodman got into North Korea, though, so it's like, what do you do here?
I would definitely take Rodman.
You're going Rodman?
Rodman's been around longer. He knows what's up. He's been to North Korea. He's got, like...
His passport is booked.
His passport is stamped. Yeah.
Stamped.
Meanwhile, Ty Lawson can't even get out of Vegas.
Totally. Ty Lawson's like a bad version of the Hangover.
I feel so good about that decision.
All right.
You
stole one of mine, so I'm done.
Oh, I have like three more for you we're just going to do in rapid fire.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to do, this was our tester one. Would you rather trade hairstyles with Iman Shumpert or Kenneth Fareed?
So this is what I thought about because I would have to give one of them my hair.
Which is amazing.
Which is kind of like flat, limpy, blonde hair.
Allie has blonde hair.
But it's like blonde,
like, so I'm Catholic, like, Irish hair.
I'm like, that's such a sad description. Does that mean my hair feels guilty? It does, though.
Your hair
it does
great.
Feel guilty. I feel like my hair would look better on, because my hair adds nothing to you, let's all be clear. I think it would look better on Iman because he'd do a little bun. So for the good, the good of the people, I'm gonna give Iman my hair. I would rather have Kenneth Fareed's hair.
I think the flat top is
me. The flat top is me.
Okay, that was a good answer.
Thanks.
Would you rather trade parents with Blue Ivy or Luna Stevens?
Oh my God, are you trying to get my parents to disown
Luna Stevens, by the way, the child of John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
Definitely Luna Stevens.
Okay.
I think she was
also at the All-Star Game.
Yeah, she totally was. So first of all, both my parents would take me to the All-Star Game, which is awesome.
Totes.
But I feel like Luna's parents are more fun.
Totally.
Blue Ivy's parents are cooler and more famous, but that's not what I'm looking for.
No, plus, like, Chrissy's Blue Ivy's got, like, another sibling on the way, and that, you know what we call that? We call that competition.
Yeah. She has two siblings. No, thank you.
And last but not least, would you rather trade Twitter accounts with Magic Johnson or Snapchat accounts with Draymond Green? And by this, I mean, would you rather have, like, that individual take over your Twitter account and or Draymond take over your Snapchat?
Does that mean I'm sending a photo of Draymond Green's peen to everybody?
But then
you know that there's literally nothing ever. I hate more than Magic Johnson's tweets, which is how I want to close the episode.
This is why this is so relevant. Woo! It's such a hard one.
All right, I'm going green peen.
Oh, God. Concessions had to be made.
Concessions were made. Choices were made.
Yeah.
Wow. That was disgusting.
No, I mean, but I think that's a testament to how much you think little of Magic Johnson's tweets.
Right. Which, how we're going to close the episode is the thing that I keep forgetting to make a weekly installment. Right.
Which, again, we were reminded of because Magic got a promotion today.
Magic is just climbing the corporate ladder.
And all we can hope for is that his tweets continue to climb in quality with him.
It's literally impossible. well, I mean, it is actually exponentially possible because they can only go up from here. So I want to play a game with you in the future called Which President Has More Absurd Tweets? The President of the Los Angeles Lakers or the President of the United States? They're different, but also ridiculous. The same. My tweet of the week, Magic tweet of the week, is if Chris Tucker and Dave Chappelle are in your city, go see their show. You won't want to miss it.
Thanks, Magic!
Bye!
On that note, see ya!